What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, January 25th, 2021, start of a brand new week of politics, corruption, insanity, and whatever else is going to be going on here. We have a lot to talk about today. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And as usual, we're going to do news until I run out of news, and then we're going to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, opinions, observations, and so forth. Okay, well, today Nancy Pelosi sent the Senate a single article of impeachment accusing Donald Trump of inciting the Capitol riot. This is the first ever impeachment trial of a former president, which seems like the whole thing is just an incredible waste of time until you understand the real goal here is to damage Trump so bad politically that he can never come back and be an embarrassment to the liberal agenda here. Republican lawmakers signaled over the weekend that Democrats may struggle to secure the conviction over this whole thing. First of all, it's hard to find where Trump incited anything, given on his speech was all about peace and everything, which is why we're seeing all these crazy articles out there saying that talking about peace is a code word for war. And it does take 2/3 of the Senate to convict Donald Trump, which means there have to be a total of 17 Republican votes needed. I personally don't think they're going to get it. In fact, there's an interesting little story from the Epoch Times where an increasing number of Republican senators are voicing opposition to even holding the impeachment trial against Donald Trump. And apparently 29 GOP senators have now spoken out against holding the trial and basically saying it's symbolic at best. But again, the goal by the Democrats and the liberals is to damage Trump so badly he dare not come back in 2024. Because if by some mechanism Trump were to regain the White House, he's going to be putting on those presidential brass knuckles and going after some. He should have done that 4 years ago, but that's, water under the bridge here. Now, the National Guard is going to be kept in Washington, D.C., until after the impeachment trial. They're concerned that the impeachment trial may trigger more protests, and it very well might. And hopefully they're going to have better accommodations for the National Guard than sleeping in a parking garage with one toilet for 5,000 people. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Senator Rand Paul is out there saying this impeachment is such a sham, even the man who's supposed to preside over it refused. Now, under the Constitution, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court presides over the impeachment trial in the Senate of Donald Trump. But Justice Roberts has already said he doesn't want to have anything to do with it. And as a result, Rand Paul is saying, well, that would make it a completely illegal, illegitimate process. So it's looking very, very iffy. Meanwhile, Representative Maxine Waters is out there saying that Trump will take over legislatures, little towns and cities if he's not convicted for insurrection. So that's the kind of paranoia that we're seeing coming out of the liberal Democrats here. And she was out there saying he must be convicted in his impeachment trial to take away his power. I don't think so. I think given the complete fraud of the event, not to mention the fraud of the election, I don't think a conviction and impeachment trial would really affect too many people's opinion of him. His approval ratings are still up there. Now, apparently, Donald Trump is drafting an enemies list of Republicans who refuse to support him. He is going to be running candidates against them in the primary. And I'm hearing mixed signals. One report said that he'd canceled his plan to create the Patriot Party. This article, which is coming out of Station Gossip, it says he's moving forward with plans to create the Patriot Party for the people. Now, apparently, 3 of the 10 pro-impeachment Republicans, including Liz Cheney, already have opponents for the primaries for the 2022 elections. Boy, they couldn't even wait to get up there and say, we're going to get rid of you people. Absolutely. Paul Craig Roberts had an interesting article come on out, basically saying that the media destroyed America. And he says it did not take long for the lie machine to create the false news and fake narrative of the storming of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th by a white supremacist insurrection. And he cites examples from Bloomberg and various other, none of which really did happen. And, you know, Trump was impeached by the House on the sole basis of this fake news story that he somehow incited this riot. They're going to try and convict him on the basis that he somehow incited this riot, when we all know it was a staged propaganda inside job. Now, where I'm seeing articles all over the place, and it's basically they all come down to buyer's remorse, where those people who genuinely did vote for Joe Biden are having second thoughts here. So this article over in Deep State Tribunal saying it's much too late for the crying. But here we have, you know, as president, moderate Joe Biden, he's emptied the ICE facilities. He killed the Keystone Pipeline. He celebrates abortion. He's destroyed women's sports. He's pushing critical race theory in all in just 3 days' time. Another story, this one from UNS.com, basically saying, tell me why Americans elected Biden when everybody knew Biden did not represent them. Because who was Biden's base? Well, sexual deviants, pedophiles, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, illegal immigrants, feminist indoctrinated women, defense contractors, organized interest groups in their Washington lobbies. Numerically, that base is very small. It is composed of the fringe elements in the country. So how did he get all those votes to put him in the Oval Office? Basically, Biden has given the bird to that half of the American population consisting of women in order to give special preference to a tiny handful of transgender freaks, or worse, fakes claiming to be transgender, but who are usually misogynists taking pleasure from crowding women out of women's sports. Alrighty, a federally recognized Native American tribe is demanding Joe Biden's administration immediately rescind or amend a new policy that temporarily suspends new oil and natural gas leases and drilling permits on federal land. And finally, Biden did come on out and confirm that he's going to ban fracking on federal lands. Remember when Trump came on out and said Biden's going to do this, and the corporate media said, oh, Trump is lying. Biden would never do that. Trump is lying. Well, here we are, and it's happening. Over in New Mexico, where we are told they voted for his fraudulency, they're now in extreme upset because of Biden's 60-day suspension of oil and gas leasing. And they're already over there expressing regret. But again, we don't really know who did and did not vote for Biden because all of the massive fraud. All righty. Even progressive-minded Canada thinks Biden is going way too far. And apparently, Senator Mike Rounds is criticizing cancellation of the Keystone XL pipeline and saying that, you know, the oil that will go through the pipeline, would have gone through the pipeline, will just go to China or another country, or it'll be sent to the United States by rail, which is more dangerous than the pipeline. All right. Now, Hunter Biden, the same guy who got the billion-dollar infusion from the Chinese communist, is now reportedly advising Joe Biden on China. And apparently, Hunter Biden created his CFCE firm shortly after his father was sworn in as Barack Obama's vice president and has been running it for all the profit he can make ever since then. Another article that's coming on out from Zero Hedge. Apparently, Biden's 2020 campaign was backed by $145 million in what is called dark money, meaning the public will never have a full accounting of who helped him win the White House. This is coming from Bloomberg. And, this was dark money donations, a type of fundraising Democrats have previously decried. And combined with the $1.5 billion record-breaking haul, Biden's campaign called for banning certain types of nonprofits from spending money to influence elections, and any organization spending over $10,000 to benefit a candidate register with the Federal Election Commission, disclose his donors. They didn't specifically call on their own supporters to do so, however. Little kind of a double standard here. Story coming on out of the Gateway Pundit. Apparently, one of the first bills the Democrats are rushing to the floor of Congress is to lock in the current system of election fraud to allow them to steal elections in perpetuity. And apparently, they're passing a bill that will require all future elections in the U.S. to be run exactly the same as any communist regime in history, and certainly as this last one was done here. Now, a little bit of information. We've talked about this before. There is a list out of 2020 election fraud cases. There were 81 total, 30 still active. Not one single court has allowed the evidence to be presented. Not one. Which shows you the high degree of corruption that has just taken over the higher levels of the United States government. Not one court. Justice for nobody. Certainly not for you, the voter, here. Story coming on out of tabletmag.com talking about the new national American elite and saying that the rising ruling class in America depends on having the right diplomas and the right beliefs. So if you're an art history major, boy, you're in with the in crowd here. Another story over at UNS.com, Down the Path to Tyranny. And they talk about the prostitute propaganda of a white supremacist insurrection on Inauguration Day caused 26,000 National Guardsmen to be sent by states to D.C. to put down the Trump sedition, which didn't happen. It was all just another media hoax, and the National Guardsmen experienced no security incidents other than sleeping on the cold cement floor of a parking structure. And all of this is being done to pass a new draconian domestic terrorism bill, which will further erode your civil rights. Now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is demanding a taxpayer-funded de-radicalization program. And basically to de-radicalize people on Donald Trump and on white supremacy. We're going to get all those white supremacists. And then she turns around and demands that Biden's concentration camps use 100% renewable energy. You know, so outside of the walls of Auschwitz, you'll see the little windmills turning around there here. Along that same line here over at Armstrong Economics, they're talking about the left's Stalinist purge of all of our freedoms. And, of course, they're talking about what's going on in social media with Google, Twitter, and Apple, how Parler got shut off. They're still not up and running on their new servers. And, you know, how Parler's owner and family had to go into hiding because of death threats. And now Google and Apple are basically shutting down any free speech they can under the pretense of anyone who voted for Trump is essentially now a terrorist. Meanwhile, over at Twitter, they're still being sued over the availability of child porn and how, they, according to Twitter's own official, child porn does not violate their standards. You know, but talking about election fraud does. Over 78,000 Facebook and Instagram users removed for mentioning QAnon or militarization. And so it is. It's a Stalinist purge. And at the same time, they're trying to crush out any other places people might go for free speech, like, you know, Parler. Gab is still up and running. And so is VK. VK is going to be hard for them to shut down because it's located in Russia here. The director of Citizens for Free Speech, Patrick Wood, is out there saying that our First Amendment rights are being eroded by these technocrats. And he said, free speech is hanging by a thread. The First Amendment is hanging by a thread. They are taking our country apart. Now, Biden is going to repeal the 2017 ban on transgender people enlisting in the military, possibly even today. It's part of his administration to roll back Trump's policies. I think it's a bad idea. It's going to be bad for military morale. And again, it's just going to please a tiny, tiny fraction of the population at the expense of everybody else. Apparently, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was kind of rattled because a reporter asked about Joe's stance on abortion. Well, he's pro-abortion. In fact, he's a little later in our talking points, we've got an article where he wants to fund abortions in other countries. Guess who gets to pay for it here? Getting into COVID-19, this is a very interesting article, and it's a Knock report. And it's asking, can Democrats deprogram the pre-election COVID fear they instilled in the masses? Remember, this was being fanned up by Democrats to convince people to use mail-in ballots because the mail-in ballots were the easiest to alter and fake and steal the election with. Well, now they're finding out the propaganda and fear-mongering for the past year isn't as easy to reverse as they thought. It's not going to be as easy as saying, hey, let's reopen. They've hammered this fear of death into everybody's skull, along with the idea that President Trump and everybody who follows him are just inherently evil people. If you're wondering where you might get a vaccination in New Jersey, apparently 12 Walmart stores in New Jersey are going to be giving out the COVID vaccination. And apparently when Walmart gets the vaccine in conjunction with New Jersey health authorities, the retail giant will join 6 mega centers and 200 other locations in the state. Here's where it gets really kind of interesting. Have you noticed how the rules are always changing and, you know, oh, it's bad. No, it's not so bad here. Apparently the CDC is introducing more lenient vaccine guidelines and says now it's okay to mix the Pfizer and Moderna shots. Now, before they were saying, do not do this, it would be a bad thing. Now they're saying, sure, it's okay. And despite recommendations for the vaccine to be taken 21 and 28 days apart, the CDC is now saying either shot can be administered so long as there is at least 28 days difference, which means, I guess, the CDC says you could wait 6 months. And I love this next story. You're going to love it, too. Apparently, Dr. Anthony Fauci got his COVID vaccine, and it basically floored him for 24 hours. So he got an adverse vaccine reaction from this vaccine he's pushing out on everybody else here. So Fauci is now a symbol of the harm that can be caused by this vaccine. Now, Merck is the first U.S. pharmaceutical giant to abandon their efforts at producing a COVID vaccine. And they basically they had two experimental vaccine projects. The early data showed they generated little, if any, immune response in patients. Well, that didn't stop either Pfizer or Moderna, who are now saying, basically, if you get their vaccines, you can still catch COVID-19. You can still pass it on. I mean, it's at least Merck has a sense of honor. All righty. Another little story coming on out, talking about the British variant of COVID-19. They're now saying it's probably a lot less infectious than first assumed. And Danish experts are saying the Kent mutant strain may be just 36% more contagious. So it's not the huge monster we were initially told it was going to be. Biden is going to ban travelers from South Africa after Fauci flip-flops on the deadliness of the new strains. Okay, we got to take a break for a commercial. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? A preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away.
Back one show here, and a friendly reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network is continuing to keep the American public fully informed so that they can make good choices. And to do that, we need your continuing support. Obviously, we are very grateful to those of you who have already supported Republic Broadcasting. And for those of you who have not yet, may frogs come into your bedroom tonight and nibble on your fingers. Meanwhile, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And of course, all of this information is located at the top of republicbroadcasting.org. The network thanks you. All right, so we're talking about COVID-19. We're talking about how Biden is going to ban travelers from South Africa after Fauci flip-flops on the deadliness of the new strains. And given that 80% of South Africans are black, people are already accusing Biden of being racist with this ban. Over at CBS, their medical director, Dr. Dave Nida, said that Americans should wear not one, but two face masks if they want to ensure full protection against COVID-19, which I think shows how much brain damage occurs just from wearing one mask. Either that or Dr. Hnida has bought himself an interest in the mask making company and wants to double the sales and the profits. All righty. Over in Las Vegas, they're going to partially reopen the schools because there's been a rash of student suicides, according to a new survey, that just being kept at home all the time and not being able to interact with their friends or teachers, it's getting to be too much of them. So anyway, interestingly enough, the same teachers union that berated Donald Trump for reopening schools is now praising Joe Biden for doing exactly the same, even though the coronavirus pandemic is supposedly worse now than it was before. So his fraudulency has made the reopening of schools, colleges, and universities a key priority. He signed an executive order to support the safe reopening and continued operation of schools. Most of the schools here in Indiana are open. There's one they had to reclose because there was a COVID outbreak there. Over in California, there's an individual who's not been named, died just hours after receiving the COVID vaccine. It was in Placer County in the greater Sacramento area. And they're saying the incident remains under investigation. Okay, over in Switzerland, campaigners taking advantage of a unique provision in the Constitution, they've got enough signatures to force a national referendum aimed at stripping the government of its powers to impose pandemic-related lockdowns. They've got this group, Friends of the Constitution. They got 86,000 signatures that will require a nationwide vote to repeal the government's 2020 COVID-19 Act, which was passed last September. Okay. Over in France, Macron is threatening a third lockdown if the 6 p.m. curfew is unsuccessful. Apparently, Macron believes that the COVID-19 virus can tell time. And, you know, France has an existing 12-hour day curfew, and they're hoping it will slow the virus infections. But if it doesn't, they're going to go back to a third lockdown. And apparently in Denmark, there's anti-protest, anti-lockdown protests. They're all across Europe, but apparently in Denmark, protesters torched a Dutch COVID testing center and an effigy of the Danish prime minister. And apparently the testing facility in the village of Urk in the Netherlands went up in flames on Saturday night, with its burned out shell remaining cordoned off. So people are really getting tired of this stuff. Out in California again, less than a week after Joe Biden's theft is completed, California Governor Gavin Newsom is lifting his widely criticized stay-at-home orders, allowing outdoor dining and salons to reopen again, according to a new report. Of course, there's a move to get him kicked out of office as well for his handling. Meanwhile, Governor Newsom promised months ago that the state's COVID-19 policy decisions would be driven by transparent data that would be shared with the public. And of course, that never happened. They're refusing to disclose the COVID-19 data on which their policy decisions have been made, which again reinforces this was all political theater. It was all political theater. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women.
Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking about COVID-19. And apparently out in Dakota County, they have found a restaurant owner, Alibi Drinkery, in contempt. And they are fining him $3,000 per day for violations of the COVID-19 restrictions here. And the fine will have to be paid for each day Alibi is open for indoor dining in violation of the executive orders coming from Governor Tim Walz. Okay, now, the South African COVID variant has been detected in New Zealand's first case in 2 months after a traveler from London via Spain and the Netherlands. This is now sparking a travel ban with Australia. Okay, now this is rather interesting, okay? And it has to do with the link theorized between vaccines and autism. And of course, the CDC has always said vaccines do not cause autism over and over and over again. But now they have removed that statement from its website. Apparently, there has been a legal challenge questioning the assertion that vaccines do not cause autism. Now, the change was actually made last August with no announcement, was only noticed more recently, and it followed a lengthy legal battle with the group Informed Consent Action Network that began all the way back in 2017. So there are some people out there trying to right some of these wrongs from these corporations here. All right, the world's 10 richest people, including Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and Bill Gates, have seen their collective wealth increase by $500 billion since the COVID pandemic began, according to a new report. They just somehow knew where to put their investment money here. Turning to the international news, how, I mean, you know, Biden's, you know, just now in the White House, and apparently, according to the Syrian state news outlet Sana, a U.S.-led military convoy of about 40 vehicles entered northeastern Syria from Iraq last Thursday, and apparently it passed through the Al-Walid border crossing. Now, convoys frequently transit between Iraq and Syria, are often reported by Sana, but apparently the previous week, Sana reported a U.S. military convoy consisting of 60 vehicles entered Syria through Al-Walid. Some reports said 200 U.S. troops arrived in Syria's northeastern Asaka province in helicopters, but nothing has yet to be confirmed. But it looks like things are heating up in Syria again. Pardon me. According to ex-diplomat J. Michael Springman, apparently the U.S. is now plundering Syrian oil to send to Israel. And this is claimed by J. Michael Springman, a former U.S. diplomat to Saudi Arabia. And he says the United States of America is moving soldiers from Iraq, which it's occupying, to Syria, which it continues to occupy, in order to steal Syrian oil from the Syrian people and send the oil somewhere else, presumably the apartheid entity. Very good question here. This is coming from resistancenews.org. Why doesn't Syria retaliate to all these attacks by Israel? And apparently Nasrallah has basically come back and said, you know, they're playing, you know, chess here. The U.S. and Israel play poker. The resistance axis plays chess. And they're not going to do a move that will precipitate an escalation of the war, which is exactly what Israel is trying to do. Over in Russia, you know, they're out there bashing Russia again over Alexei Navalny. And so business is going back to usual regarding Russia, you know, bad Russia, bad Russia. And over in Russia, a top Russian lawmaker has condemned last Saturday's sizable pro-Navalny protests as being foreign-backed, and basically saying that, you know, foreign actors are there trying to provoke another color revolution inside Russia. And Moscow is seeing U.S. support for these unauthorized rallies in Russia as direct meddling in their internal affairs, according to the Russian Foreign Ministry. Okay. Down in Africa, Uganda says troops kill 189 al-Shabaab in an attack on a South Somalia base. They did a 24-hour operation against the base in southern Somalia, claiming they killed 189 militants and destroyed the base. They said no Ugandan troops sustained casualties and denied there were any civilian deaths. We've heard that one before, of course. Now, there was actually an attack on the Saudi capital, and apparently this group calling itself the Righteous Promise Brigades has claimed responsibility for the recent attack on Riyadh. Nobody's heard of these people before, but they released a statement back on the 23rd, and they said they'd attacked Riyadh with a number of kamikaze drones. And according to the group, the attack targeted several positions in the Saudi capital, including the Al-Yamana Palace, the official residence and office of the King of Saudi Arabia, and seat of the royal court. So there's a new player in the region. Meanwhile, Saudi airstrikes have killed 34 Houthis in central Yemen. Apparently, they conducted an airstrike against a Houthi convoy in the central Ma'arib province, killed 34 fighters, destroyed three military vehicles, which were attempting to transport them to the front line. Now, Ma'arib is a long contested territory, one of several routes through which the Saudis tried to advance on the capital. As with other attempts, the fighting has come to a stalemate and the situation is unresolved. All right. The chief of Israel's Mossad is to meet with Biden to press Israeli demands on the Iran nuclear deal. Mossad head Yossi Cohen is going to meet with Biden in Washington next month to discuss the Iran nuclear deal and Israel's expectations for any overhaul of the treaty. Now, Cohen is a major ally of Netanyahu. He will be the first senior Israeli official to meet with Biden. And in the first official contact between the Biden administration and the Israeli government, Israeli National Security Advisor Meir Ben-Shabat and his counterpart, Jake Sullivan, spoke by phone on Saturday. Now, Biden's National Security Advisor is vowing to consult Israel on regional issues. And he basically promised his Israeli counterpart that the United States will closely consult with Israel on all matters of regional security. Meanwhile, Iran has come on out and said they want to go back to the nuclear deal that they already agreed to. And, you know, as a candidate for president in 2016, Trump pledged to stop wasting American blood and treasure on wars in West Asia. During his time in office, Trump instead further trapped the United States in the region and inflamed divisions to the point where a minor incident might quickly spread out of control and lead to a major war. Well, Trump himself was the victim of propaganda and deceptions like the supposed chemical weapons attack in Syria. So basically, you know, the new administration can either embrace the failed policies of the past or they can try and come up with something a little bit different. Over in Lebanon, Israeli jets have carried out some of their biggest air raids yet in Syria, basically striking Iranian targets. But they overfly Lebanon to get there, and it's basically they're flying low, and it just traumatizes the people there. Israel is allowing the United States to deploy an Iron Dome missile defense system in the Gulf. The U.S. is expected to begin deploying the Israeli-manufactured Iron Dome missile defense system in its bases in the Gulf states. I have not heard that the Iron Dome is that good. Anyway, China-Taiwan tensions rise days into the Biden presidency, and the tensions between the U.S. and China have reflected in their policy towards Taiwan, and Biden is facing his first challenge as Taiwan reported 12 Chinese warplanes entering the corner of their airspace on Saturday. Now, the U.S. has responded by rushing the USS Theodore Roosevelt and its carrier group into the South China Sea and reiterating military support for Taiwan. The State Department dismissed the Chinese incursion as an attempt at intimidation. And let's see. U.S. pledges rock-solid commitment to Taiwan's defense after island reports incursion of Chinese bombers and fighter jets. All right, let's talk a little bit about the economic news here. We're coming up, of course, on Super Bowl here. And for the first time since 1983, Anheuser-Busch is not going to be a sponsor for the Super Bowl. Neither will Coke or Pepsi. They're just walking away. They don't think they're going to be the audience to justify the huge ad rates charged by the Super Bowl. And, yeah, well, you know, you're paying a price for your wokeness here. Over in Syria, they're issuing a new banknote, a 5,000 Syrian lira note, which went into circulation yesterday. This is the largest denomination in the country, reeling from a decade of conflict and a crippling economic crisis. In 2020, U.S. Treasury federal revenue dropped by 34.7%. the second largest drop in history, just behind what happened in 1929. So there's a warning sign for you. Bitcoin is braced for a huge $4 billion price earthquake this week. And good for them here. A Republican senator, Mike Rounds, has criticized Joe Biden's revocation of the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline. And basically, we did talk about this before. The oil's going to go to China. It's going to go to other countries. It'll be brought to the U.S. by rail, which is even more dangerous. And, of course, it has basically wrecked thousands of jobs across the country. Now, here's an interesting one. Amazon is coming up on a vote for their employees to join a labor union. And apparently, Amazon had requested the U.S. National Labor Relations Board to intervene to halt all mail-in voting on unionization, insisting it be held in person. Apparently, mail-in voting is good enough for the American suckers, but not for Amazon. So they cited serious flaws with mail-in voting procedures, and they're trying to get mail-in voting outlawed for the unionization vote. A little bit of good news for people down there in Texas. Samsung is getting ready to break ground on a $10 billion semiconductor plant. And they're going to be building this in Texas, and they're hoping that this move will win it more U.S.-based client and help it catch up with Taiwan Semiconductor, which is the major, major player. They're hoping the plant will begin operations as early as 2023. Now, Eurostar is the company that operates the cross-channel chain service through the Channel Tunnel, connects the United Kingdom with France, Belgium, and the Netherlands. It is apparently on the brink of economic collapse. Passenger numbers are down 95% in the final quarter of 2020, and revenues down over 80% over the entire course of the year. It's now on a drip and in need of extra cash. They're saying the situation is now critical. 2.7 million homeowners are still pausing their monthly mortgage bills. It's ugly out there. Oh, but it's all the fault of the coronavirus. It's, you know, we didn't mismanage the national economy. You know, we it's not the fault of the private central bank charging interest on everything that moves. Up in Idaho, their state legislature has just voted through a bill using gold and silver to back funds. They know where the future is definitely lying here. Apparently, homeless advocate demonstrators forced their way into the Bellingham, Washington City City Hall after the mayor announced plans to move a temporary encampment. Officials had to escort the mayor out of the building after the protesters broke on in. Okay. Joe Biden has ordered the Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents to release all illegal aliens in custody. And they don't even have to have a sponsor. Just let them out. That's what Biden's order said. Even if they don't have any place to go to in this country, just get them out of there. We're going to see crime spike in that part of the country. That's my prediction right now here. Up in Montana, lawmakers are defying Biden. They're getting ready to file a bill so that girls' sports will be protected and that transgender biological males will not be allowed to compete in women's sports. So this is probably going to wind up going all the way to the Supreme Court. Apparently, there was an improvised explosive device reported at a Los Angeles church that was recently criticized for anti-LGBT language by the Southern Poverty Law Center. So the El Monte Police Department and FBI are investigating the explosion and vandalism. This is the First Works Baptist Church, and it's among those that are being criticized by the far left extremists at the Southern Poverty Law Center, which does very little about poverty and doesn't seem to really follow the law itself here. Anyway, this explosion took place on Saturday, and obscenities and the words "get out" were spray painted on the front of the church. Here's a good one here. Over in Portland, remember the calls to defund the police and everything, they disbanded the Portland Gun Violence Reduction Team because of the racism claims. Now there are calls for its restitution because of the increase in black-on-black violence. A little bit of unintended consequences there. Story coming on out of the nationalpreview.com, Joe Biden's administration will likely continue pursuing the Julian Assange prosecution. Now, they're trying to appeal the British court decision that Assange may not be extradited, so we'll wait and see what's going to happen there. I'm very disappointed that Trump, who pardoned all these rappers and everything, did not pardon Assange or Snowden. I'm going to take a break for a commercial. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting...
Welcome back to our show here. And we mentioned this earlier in the program, but this is the actual story about this. This is from Breitbart. And apparently Joe Biden is going to issue an order for United States funding of abortions abroad. And apparently this is another reversal of a Trump policy. And I think Biden's focus on erasing Trump is tempting him into some bad actions here. But Fauci has announced Biden has signed a letter reversing President Trump's decision to withdraw from and stop funding the World Health Organization, which is a supporter of global abortion rights. And so, as if we didn't have enough problems right now, your tax dollars are going to be going to fund abortions overseas. Getting into political correctness, this is from Unz.com. Last year was meant to be a year of celebration for Ludwig van Beethoven, who was baptized 250 years ago. His exact date of birth is unknown. He was baptized on December 17th, 1770. And because of COVID-19, a lot of commemorative concerts for Beethoven's music were canceled. But apparently anti-white activists attacked the composer's reputation and dominant place in the cultural pantheon in the West, because after all, he's a white guy. And, you know, 2020 saw repeated attacks on Beethoven for the crime of being a white male genius and for embodying the European musical tradition. Well, let's be a little bit honest here. If you want to talk about forcing the European musical tradition on the rest of the world, you blame the accordion. Because when the accordion was invented, it was set to the well-tempered, you know, intervals that Johann Sebastian Bach came up with. And as accordions were sold around the world, bands would retune to match those notes. So it was less Beethoven and more the accordion. They're out there. They don't even understand the history of music when they make these stupid things. Down in Missouri, there is a gun shop that has announced they don't have guns or ammo for Biden supporters. And I think that's kind of cool here. All right, let's talk about a little bit of science and technology here. There is a new board out from Raspberry. It's called the Raspberry Pi Pico, and it's basically a microcontroller, and it's just $4. And, you know, traditionally, Raspberry Pi boards need to be paired with a microcontroller in order to control a physical device like a robot or a weather balloon. The Pico bridges this gap between hardware and software by providing a direct analog connection to the end device. The hobbyists are going to have a field day with this thing. I love the Raspberry products. I really do here. Okay, apparently a hacker has leaked the details of more than 2.28 million users registered on meetmindful.com and just basically dumped their user database. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. Area code 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.